Parents and teachers took turns at the lectern asking the board to find a way to negotiate a contract with the teachers' union. Parent Liz Jones says she's disappointed with what she says is a disservice to district employees. Jones says a recent decision to move to non-binding arbitration means negotiations will drag on for several more months.
The best analogy that I could come up with for the situation is a couple of kids playing in a sandbox, and one doesn't get their way. They kick sand at the other and get up and storm off to sulk in a corner. That child, in my opinion, is the district. It is about time to put on your big girl panties and learn how to play nice with the other kids.
Ketchikan Education Association Vice President Sarah Campbell spoke about the teacher salary schedule. She says the step and lane salary increases teachers receive on that schedule reflect years of experience and levels of education that teachers have earned. Campbell says those don't count as a cost of living wage increase because teachers would receive those increases with or without a new contract. She says what the district has offered is
$700. $700 is less than 1% for me. Current cost of living right now is estimated at 2.2.
Teacher and KEA Communications Chair Frankie Urquhart talked about the union's health insurance proposal. She says the district has mismanaged its health insurance over the past decade, and the reserve fund has been in a deficit that entire time. A big part of the union's proposal would bring that fund out of its now $1.1 million deficit, she says, and that should not be counted against the union.
KEA members and all three of our bargaining units are not responsible for the insurance deficit, nor the cost of paying it off. The school board and the superintendent have fiduciary responsibility for the management of our health care plan and the insurance reserve, including any deficit in the reserve.
Urquhart added that the health insurance fund's annual audit is public information, but the union has not been able to obtain copies of some audits from the district despite numerous requests. She asked the board to require the district to provide that public information. Retired teacher Myra Zielinski objected to the board excluding board member Diane Gubatayo from participating in teacher negotiations. Gubatayo has been left out because her daughter is a teacher, and board president Trevor Shaw has ruled that is a conflict of interest. Zielinski says her own mother was school board president many years ago and never was excluded from teacher contract negotiations, even though Zielinski's brother was a teacher at that time.
If Mrs. Gubatayo is not living and financially dependent on a school district employee such as her daughter, there is no reason for her to be kept away from your discussions in negotiations.
The board didn't respond to public comment regarding negotiations. There was an executive session to discuss that topic, but no action was taken following that closed-door meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.